Todo chévere y tu podcast, episodio 9. Año nuevo, vida nueva. Bienvenida a tu podcast Todo Chévere y Tú, el podcast para aprender español. Welcome to the podcast Todo Chévere y Tú. My name is Emilia. I'm from Venezuela. I've been a language teacher for many years, and now I'm the creator and the host of this show, a podcast. Wow, it's just a fantastic resource. My purpose is to provide short episodes for you, my dear listener, you who want to learn Spanish from scratch in case you are a beginner, or if you're in case you have already some notion of the language, stay with me, review and improve your listening skills from my weekly lessons. Is this your first time to listen to me? Thank you and welcome. And with no further ado, let's start with today's episode. Hola amiga oyente, feliz año nuevo, feliz 2022, gusto en saludarte. Happy New Year, good, glad to be here with you. Aquí estoy lista para comenzar el año y grabar más episodios para ti, para mis estudiantes y para todo oyente interesado en aprender español. Yes, I'm right here, ready to start a new year and record more episodes for you from students and from everyone interested in learning Spanish. Bien, en español tenemos una expresión, año nuevo, vida nueva, which means new year, new life, literally. No es realmente una nueva vida, pero seguro quieres cambiar algunos hábitos. It's not exactly to have a new life. But sure you've got already some plans in mind, right? A list of things to accomplish, to adopt new habits and achieve new goals, right? In Spanish, those plans are called los propósitos de año nuevo. Say it again. Los propósitos de año nuevo. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you a structure that you can use for expressing your desires, this time your New Year's resolutions. It's not the only one, but this is super easy. Es pan comido. Listen to my examples. Este año 2022, quiero viajar. Quiero conocer cuatro ciudades, quiero aprender francés y quiero adoptar una mascota, un gatito. Four things. Quiero viajar, quiero conocer cuatro ciudades, quiero aprender francés y quiero adoptar una mascota, un gatito. What did I just say? This year, I want to travel. Next, ciudades. Any similar word in your language? City? Yes, got it. I want to visit four cities, new cities. I want to learn French. And last but not less important, I want to adopt a pet, a kitten. I miss my cats. So, in this episode, I have a grammar note. The verb querer. In those examples, I said quiero. Quiero viajar, quiero aprender, quiero adoptar, quiero visitar. Now, I ask you, ¿qué quieres hacer tú? ¿Qué quieres hacer tú? What do you want to do? So you have to use quiero and then the name of the activity you are interested in. For example, let's pretend that you want to buy a new car. To buy is comprar. So your phrase is quiero comprar un auto nuevo. Maybe you want to buy a new telephone, a new phone, a new mobile. Quiero comprar un celular nuevo. Or to buy a new house. Quiero comprar una casa nueva. A different activity. To write a book. Write is escribir. So the activity is escribir un libro. ¿Qué quieres hacer? Good. Quiero escribir un libro. Good. Can you say it again? Quiero escribir un libro. Sí, tú quieres escribir un libro, pero yo quiero escribir un cuento. And that's true. I want to write a book, but I want to write a short story. The structure with the verb querer has many other uses. This time, it helped us to build the sentences for expressing the New Year's resolutions. By the way, deber querer is one of the 7 super powerful verbs in Spanish. Do you know that? It means that it's frequently used in everyday language. But don't worry, you will get more about these and the other 6 super powerful verbs in future episodes. In this episode, you learn how to express a desire, something you want to do in the future, by using the verb querer. Thank you for listening and considering subscribing. If you want to send me a voice message about the podcast, please record it and send it to my email, emilia@spanishahead.com. I would really appreciate if you take a moment of your time and leave a review on the platform you're listening to me, and support my work, share with family and friends, and help me reach more people like you who are interested in learning Spanish as well. Gracias y nos escuchamos el próximo jueves. Hasta pronto.